Alina, and welcome to Radio 101. You know, I've read somewhere on the internet that your music is described as a Baltic folk pop. To be honest, I don't know what Baltic pop doesn't mean. To be honest, I don't have the kind of genre really exists. What do you think about that?
You know, me too. I don't know what it means. I don't know other examples of this style. Because, I don't know, nowadays it's very much like, I don't know, mostly a lot of people who listen and the journalists, they care so much to make it like, to describe it somehow. I don't describe the music in general, the music I like and everything, like it's just the music, it's just good music and that's it. And about the Baltic folk pop is the description that I know who made this description is like some British journalist, the woman.
I think I read this description on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but she started this kind of, because there's a lot of the startings of the names of the styles, I don't know. And yeah, probably she just thought it out, the thing that she wanted to say. That's all. And she's far away from Baltic, so she doesn't really know probably
yes.
what it is.
You know, there's a lot of differences in Estonian, Lithuanian, Latvian folk music.
Yeah,
would you agree on that?
Yeah, I don't know so much about. No, that's a pity because I think it's Estonian. I heard some Latvian. I heard less Lithuanian. I know, of course, the folk music, but of course they're different because the language is also different for me. It sounds different and. Yeah, and the context is different, and the history is a little... No, it's kind of similar, but it's still different. Influences and all the stuff. Like.
So now we came to a conclusion that the Baltic folk pop don't really exist.
Yeah, I think it doesn't...
Would you agree?
Yeah, it doesn't really...
I'm just wondering, how do you create your musical universe? How do you create your such a thrilling melodies and lyrics? Would you... Tell me more about that, of the creation process. What is your influences?
Well, I think about the lyrics, like the words, and about the melodies is the thing that that you cannot really create because it's inside you. It's like, for example, the artist who is painting and he uses some colors, some lines, some forms that belong only to him, like that is inside him and he cannot do another way, it's his way. So the same is with the poetry, with the melody, especially with the melody, because you cannot think out the melody. The melody comes and you take it if you take it and that's all. You cannot think out the melody. It's not the thing. I mean, as it is in my case, is the music is mostly emotional, so you cannot create the thing really. It should be very natural.
So this is your first time at Positivus Festival, and you just came on the stage. Could you tell me how was it to play at Positivus Festival for the first time?
It was very nice. It was very nice because.
How was the crowd? Just to describe. What was the reaction of the audience?
I mean, as I saw the people here and during the concert, that I see them because I see them all. I see it, like, and I, when I play, I look at them and I look at them in a little bit different way. When I walk and I look, it's different. But when you play, you open yourself. So if somebody is opened, you can see that. And and some people were, a lot of people were very open and very, like, I don't know. Delicate and feeling, right? That's very nice.
Yeah.
And really, like, because talking about the name of the festival and the idea, as I imagined, that
it's very, very positive.
Yeah, it is.
It's the vibe.
The people are relaxed. They're very nice people.
Okay. Do you have any plans to see the other bands of the festival?
Yeah, of course I will. I will see today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
and we're gonna stay till Sunday.
Do you have any preferences? Do you have any favorites?
No, I didn't check really because I don't have an internet at home and I just didn't check all
the wireless is everywhere. Just check it. Okay, Alina. Good luck. Good luck at the Positivus Festival. Thank you for the interview for Radio 101.
Thank you.
Alina Orlova, Radio Viens No Viens.
We come from Lithuania, it's a neighbor country. sisters of the Baltic states. Baltic states. This is the Russian song. I like it so much because it's not mine, really. I like it.
Распрощалась, горько плакала. Yeah.